Welcome to the Fantasy Football Today podcast, brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com/CBS Sports and use the offer code FUN. Friday afternoon, February 28th, we are in that Friday mood.
It's like Friday night.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Here in the Care Bear Lair.
We're going to have, the Care Bear Lair. That's the customer service for squarespace.com. Thank you, Nando. We got emails and a lot of news items, actually. Adam, Jamie, and Nando here. Dave is on vacation. When is he coming back?
Monday. Unless he listens to me when I said take a sick day.
Why?
He doesn't have a buffer travel day?
He's flying back late from Las Vegas, and he's planning to be a soldier and come in, and I was like, why?
You guys have so much unused sick days and vacation days. Just use them all now.
You guys.
You do.
So do you.
Yeah, I know. All right. Email of the day.
You've been using a lot lately, though.
No,
yeah,
I haven't.
You've been gone for
I mean,
I went to a wedding.
And your wedding.
Yeah, the flu.
Going to see your uncle in New York.
Oh, I don't think I ever submitted sick days for those flu days. Shh. Thank you for reminding
me.
Why
would you say that now? Go back and edit that part out.
All right. Our email address is fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Please put football podcast in the subject line and check out all our fantasy baseball stuff. It's really cool. Email of the day number one comes from Mike Herrera from Las Vegas, Nevada. I was wondering if you could tell me just how high you were, or how high you would. I guess he forgot the word draft. Cordarrelle Patterson. With the addition of Norv Turner, I think he is set for a huge year rushing and receiving. Is he a number one wide receiver candidate? Cordarrelle Patterson.
I'll go first, Nando.
Go ahead.
All right. I think he's definitely not a number one yet. He does have a lot of potential. He has a lot of upside to be, you know, the comparison is going to be Josh Gordon because of Norv Turner and the lack of a good quarterback. I think you got to rate him more as a number two coming in. I have him right now just outside my top 24, but that may change. But the story's not up yet, but he's on my breakout list. And I think he's going to be on a lot of people's breakout lists.
So I don't know if I'd bank on the same kind of rushing yardage. It seems like that was a product of that coaching regime.
He didn't actually have a lot of rushing yards.
He had a lot of
he had rushing touchdowns.
Right. Well, no, he'd have wouldn't he knock off like a 60-yard run?
He had one run toward the end of the season, 54-yard touchdown run, but that was also with Peterson hurt. So to your point, yes, it's not going to happen to the same level, but I do think that he'll get some carries. I think he's got Percy Harvin type potential. You know, where you get like some touches behind the line of scrimmage, whether that's a carry or, you know, a pass, bubble screen, you know, something along those lines. But the upside for him is through the roof. But I think you're looking in that round five range for him.
Nando, would you go Cordarrelle Patterson or Roddy White?
I'd probably go Roddy White because I tend to be a little more conservative with my wide receivers. And then later on, you know, if Cordell this year I would have taken a shot on Patterson. Next year I think he's going to go up too high to inherit that kind of risk. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then.
The thing about Patterson I think you got to look at is, like, for me, it's in that T.Y. Hilton, Reggie Wayne, Torrey Smith group, Colston, those type of guys. Roddy White's a good one. I think a determining factor, though, is going to be the quarterback, because if it's a rookie, it's a little bit lower. If it's Matt Castle again, who he had some success with, then I think it's a little bit higher. And it's disgusting if it's Christian Ponder.
I estimate we have about 30 questions today. So let's get going.
So a minute and a half on each.
With a non-question. Email of the day number two is from Scriv. He says, I was listening to the February 20th podcast, and I hear Jamie say he has never done a live draft. What? To me, that's the best part about fantasy football. I'm in five leagues annually, and all of them are live. Talk about a great time, not to mention my largest 12-team league that is 8 years running as a different cultural theme every year, where we eat different cuisines and drink their beverages. I think food, drink, a welcome place, and good company are the keys to a live draft. Jamie, you've never done a live draft?
You know, Scriv, I think your ideas of how you draft are fantastic. Your ideas of how you clean your ears and listen to our podcast, not so good, because I do plenty of live drafting. Nando, I'm sure you do live drafting.
Oh, God, I love it.
Dave does live drafting. That would leave... Well, Glear, do you do live drafting?
I do live drafting.
Glear does live drafting.
I am the one who does live drafting.
Oh, it's Adam. That's right.
Sorry,
right,
Scriv. I'm going to try this year to do a live draft.
I expect a formal apology in an email.
Yeah. You know, you would think like your kickball team would have a draft or something like that you would just jump on.
No, we don't, actually.
Maybe you should start that.
Email of the day number three
Look,
is from
Nando, Pete. I don't like those people to begin with. And so why would I want to spend my free time with
them? I do like them.
I could play my guitar.
I do like them. It's okay.
Oh, no.
Email of the day number three is from Pete from Chicago. Can you run down the new head coach and offensive coordinators?
You want me to sing?
I'm not going to sing, guys. Happy birthday to me.
Hey, I'm amending Pete's question a little bit. The coaches and coordinators that could have the biggest impact on fantasy.
No.
Well, I think Mike Pettine is going to do a nice job.
Oh, how about Mike Pettine?
I like to say Pettine.
Yeah, most people do.
That's what they call him in Buffalo, where I'm from.
Okay.
Rob Chudzinski, you know, he might not have been a great head coach, but he's one of the best offensive coordinators out there if you need a tight end.
All right.
I think the rest are all just run-of-the-mill.
Nando's fantasy baseball season.
No. I just need to see the teams in front of me, and I'll know who went where. It's just off the top of my
it's
head.
A question like, off the top of your head.
Where's Leslie Frazier now? And stuff.
All right. The guys I'm looking forward to, I want to see what Ben McAdoo is going to do with the Giants. I think you've heard me say enough. I thought Eli Manning needed a new voice, and I think that's going to help. There's actually the New York Star-Ledger had a report that they may target one or both of JerMichael Finley and Andrew Corliss. So that would be an upgrade at the tight end position over Brandon Myers. Bill O'Brien in Houston, another team that could use an impact. Gary Kubiak goes to Baltimore. I think that'll help things, depending on what happens with Ray Rice. So, you know, clearly we're talking some of those offensive guys and what they do.
I think Cincinnati's going to be interesting.
With Hugh Jackson?
With Hugh Jackson, getting his – Chad loved the guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now it's time for ask a question to Nando that he will refuse to answer. Nando, who would you take number one overall in this upcoming draft?
I'm not going to answer that. A lot
the
of
April
stuff
draft,
change.
Not the fantasy draft.
Probably Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh, all right. You were going to answer. I thought you were going to say, I don't care. Email of the day, number four.
Why would I not care about the NFL draft?
You don't care about those types of debates, at least.
Oh, those debates are silly, yeah.
Yeah. Email of the day, number four, is from Elias Sekahawar.
Sure, butcher his name, too.
From Australia. He says, hello, Peter, Matthew, and Judas. Firstly, I wanted to express my appreciation of the podcast.
Read
and
it
all
in an Australian accent.
No.
Come on. You insulted them. Read it in their accent.
I'm not going to read it in an accent.
Halfway
read it,
through.
Read it in New
halfway,
Zealand. Yeah,
I was going to turn it on right there, but I don't know how to do it.
Read it in a Kiwi accent.
I believe CBS produces the most consistent. Okay. Thank you for the compliment. However, after the vitriolic hatred expressed by Adam towards the Australian Winter Olympians, I must strongly reconsider where my loyalties lie. The casual manner in which Mr. Azar dismisses an entire nation was not only deeply hurtful, but borderline xenophobic. MLK once said he dreamed of a nation where men were judged by the content of their character. Mr. Azar would have us believe the measure of a man is their geographical distance from himself. I would like to make a note of my respect for Jamie, Dave, and Big Herc and all the work they do. As for Mr. Azar, I believe I speak on behalf of all Australians when I say I have some feelings to work through before I can trust you again. In the meantime, for your own safety, please don't come to Australia. People have been thrown to the dingoes for less. P.S. Ghostbusters 2 sucked. All right, I'm sorry I offended all the Australians out there.
Unreal.
Mate.
Unreal.
What were you thinking?
An email of the day number five is a good one. It's from Bill Buckminster in Hickory, North Carolina. Hey, Bruce, Clark, and Tony. Who are they?
Come on, man. Bruce Wayne.
Oh.
Clark Kent.
Who's Tony?
The Tiger. Tony Stark.
Oh, yeah. I make the playoffs virtually every year in my fantasy league, but have only won the title once in 12 years. Are there ideas that you have that will help me win the playoffs as well?
No, I think it's tough. My goal is to make the playoffs, and then after that, it's a crapshoot.
It's totally luck.
Jamie completely screwed me 2 years ago with this very type of advice because he convinced me that I was playing it too safe.
You were.
And he told me to start taking more chances.
You did.
And I had the worst I had the worst fantasy year I've ever had in my life.
I can't help it if you had a bad draft.
I went back to my old ways of not taking big risks in the first round. Like, for example, I drafted CJ Spiller in the first round in a couple of drafts this year. No, I agree with you guys. It's like, no, actually, here's my tip. Don't be content with your roster if you have a good team. Don't be afraid to make some trades in season. I think you can still upgrade your roster. Like, if you're sitting there, you're in first place, second place, whatever, you know you're going to make the playoffs, don't be content. Make a trade. Get your team even better.
Sure.
Works?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do some news and notes. Jeremy Maclin signs with the Phillies.
Yeah, the Phillies.
Signs with the Eagles.
Not the Flyers.
I didn't see the details. One-year deal, I guess.
Sixers.
Sixers.
Yeah. 1 year, I believe it's $3.5 million with incentives to get it to $6 million. It is considered a prove-it deal coming off his torn ACL from a year ago. So the Eagles actually wanted to sign from, this is all according to reports, Eagles wanted to sign into a multi-year deal to lock him up. He thinks that he can do better if he plays well this season. So he's content, at least what he said, he's content to sign a one-year deal. That's what he did. They also have signed Riley Cooper to a five-year deal for $25 million.
Yeah.
So on top of locking up their center and Jason Kelsey, their center? No.
Yeah, Travis Kelsey, right?
Travis Kelsey. What am I thinking? So they signed their center.
Mike Patine.
So
yeah,
they're locking
people up. Now right. Would you rather take a gamble on Emmanuel Sanders that we talked about last week as a sleeper, or Jeremy Maclin?
Fantasy-wise?
You have Maclin ranked five spots ahead, but that doesn't necessarily mean.
This was kind of coming off the injury, and now that he's signed and I know where he's going to play, I'm going to move him up. And I may move him ahead of Cooper because I think that he is going to be better than Riley Cooper based on their pedigree.
I would love to know how much studying he did of, you know, the playbooks and everything, the Chip Kelly offense last year. Like, while he was sidelined, just watching, learning, seeing where he could be, you know. The more I'd learn about that and the more he did that, I think I'd be more confident in popping him ahead of Cooper, too.
Right. I mean, he was their touchdown guy when Vic was the quarterback. You know, he scored a touchdown. DeSean Jackson was the big playmaker. It'll be interesting to see how they use all three. But the stuff that I was reading is that he's going to be considered the number two guy, even though they paid Riley Cooper that money.
I think they're going to regret the Cooper contract. Just feels like he's going to get cut.
Cut?
In like 2 years.
Oh, yeah, I don't know how it's
five
structured.
5 years, $25 million deal, I believe.
Yeah, it's 5-25.
I don't know. Fantasy-wise, I can't see myself drafting Riley Cooper.
No, he's on my bust list, especially now with the Maclin news. Because think about it. Where was he the years that when Maclin was healthy? You know, he was a spot player.
The only thing is he's tall, so maybe he's an end zone guy. Cooper and Jackson aren't really.
And he's Foles' guy.
Maclin and Jackson aren't.
Right,
really.
He's Foles' guy. You know, just based on where he was with Vic and what their quarterback situation was. But I think, you know, talent speaks volumes. And Jeremy Maclin's a very talented receiver.
Nando, the Ravens signed Dennis Pitta to a five-year deal worth a little bit over $30 million.
That's
where
cool.
Do you stand on Dennis Pitta?
He's like 10-11 for me.
That low?
Yeah.
Wow, you're not going to make friends in this room with that attitude.
Yeah, I know. They're a lot higher. They're significantly higher. But
fifth
I just
for Jamie.
I remember him disappearing for gaps, you know, two years ago at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to think about him. I go back and forth. He can be great, but then you start to latch on to him, almost like Eric Decker, and then he just disappears for a little while. Yeah. And you're like, oh, crap, why'd I believe in Dennis Pitta?
I think that kind of comes with the territory of the position, though. Wouldn't you agree to a certain extent?
That's true.
I mean, like, after the top three or four guys.
Right, that's why it's like you have him fifth, Jamie, but you have him, I know Dave does, you have like a tier after Graham, Thomas, Gronk, Davis.
The two things that I like,
though.
It's
not like the difference between one and two is not the same as the difference between four and five in this case. Vernon Davis and Dennis Pitta might be a bigger gap.
The thing I like about Pitta is, you know, Joe Flacco loves him. As it stands right now, they don't have really a second receiver because it's Torrey Smith and Pitta. And then the coach coming in. I mean, Gary Kubiak's a tight end guy. You know, you go back to his history with the Texans. I mean, what was the stat that Dave kept throwing at us? All of shot, like 60% of Schaub's touchdowns or something like that went to the two tight ends over the two-year period. So Kubiak obviously is going to recognize that. They make the financial commitment to him. They clearly feel that he's healthy. And Harbaugh came out today and said, it showed how much we missed this guy, you know, in their offense.
He came out swinging right when he got back this year.
He had the one good game, and then he kind of tailed off a little bit. So I think Pitta, to me, what I saw 2 years ago where he was a top seven guy, I believe it was, coming in this year, you could really put the guys 5 through 8, you know, or 5 through 10, 5 through 12, however you want to look at it, you know, that group of Pitta and Jordan Cameron and Jason Witten and Greg Olsen, they're all kind of similar. So you're looking for who has the most upside of that group, and I just look at Pitta, what he did, and what he's capable of.
And just I'm actually going to pull up the blog entry we had on this from Will Brinson. Just want to make sure here. Okay, Pitta played in four games total, catching 20 passes, 169 yards, and a touchdown. That would have put him on pace for a better season than 2012 if he had been healthy for 16 games, for what it's worth.
Right.
Small sample size. Okay, news item number three. The Saints will franchise Jimmy Graham. If he's a tight end, it's $6.5 million. If he's a wide receiver, it's $11.5 million. And he'll be a tight end for us, right?
He will be a tight end for us unless the Saints list him at wide receiver, but Mickey Loomis, the GM, has no intention of doing that.
Yeah, but what if he wins his little argument here?
Again, it comes down to what the Saints will designate him as. Okay. So I don't think that's going to change.
Gotcha. You really put this Russell Wilson note in the notes? Russell Wilson will go to spring training with the Rangers.
Could be concerned.
Might even take infield practice. They won't let him hit.
They won't let him hit the first game.
I don't think they're going to let him hit at all.
Why? Billy Crystal got to hit in spring training.
Yeah. I think Ron Washington said...
He said Monday he's not going to let him hit.
They're not going to let him face live pitching.
Well, why they have him there then?
Yeah.
It's so stupid. It's such a stunt. Oh, he's a winner. He's going to come in and tell our guys about winning the Super Bowl. It's so stupid. Happy Friday, everyone. I don't think they're going to let him hit. That was the...
What do you think? He's Australian?
That was the...
you think he's going to show up at Major League camp and be like, no, I don't want to hit. I don't want to try and hit home runs.
He'll probably hit
Thanks
in batting practice. He's not going to face live pitching of guys going 90 miles
show up?
Per hour.
Why would he show up then?
Yeah, why would he show up?
They drafted him.
But why would he show up? He has no incentive to go just because they drafted him. So
what? I'm saying he wants to go. He wants to go to spring training. He wants to whatever.
And he doesn't want to hit?
I don't think they're going to let him go in a game or anything.
Oh. Then why would he go? If he's being told, you are not going to hit, why would he show up? He's not a pitcher.
Adam, it's like
I just think he's showing up. I think this is a non-story. I think he's just showing up.
That's a non-story, but you made it a story by saying something ridiculous.
If he is showing up to put on a uniform and go out there, he's not just going to go, hey, let me shag fly balls in batting practice.
Yeah, it's kind of how I feel. It's kind of what I think is going to happen. You think he's going to play in a game?
In spring training?
Yeah.
I think he'll take a few at bats.
That's like batting practice.
No chance. He's going to
Maybe they'll give him one at bat.
Batting I'd say no way. You want to make a bet?
Sure.
That Russell Wilson gets a plate appearance or that Russell Wilson gets to
one
hit the
plate
batting
appearance.
Cage.
No. A plate appearance in a spring training game against live pitchers who are, like, trying.
Okay.
Garth Brooks used to do that.
If he's there more than a week, let's say.
Fine. I don't think he will be, but fine.
Okay.
Not so. No, yeah, terms? Dave is usually very good at coming up with terms.
I come up with terms, but you probably want to bleep them out.
I remember one term that Nando made for a bet. I have no idea what it was the loser had to go to the vending machine in the cafeteria and shake it violently.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, so if Russell Wilson gets an at bat.
I'd like to make a second bet that you couldn't make the vending machine move.
Probably.
If Russell Wilson gets an at bat, yeah. You have to do a podcast in one of those spring break 2014 shirts.
Half
like,
shirts?
They're not like guinea tees, like the wife beater.
Oh, God.
But, you know, they have, like, the black stripes, and they say, Spring Break 2014. Sleeveless. A sleeveless shirt.
Oh, God. I do not want to do that. Okay.
If he doesn't get an at-bat, which means Jamie would lose. Let me think on that as we go through more news.
Okay. this is a big one here.
Jamie's got to rock a handlebar for one day.
Okay.
The Chiefs will reduce Jamal Charles' workload in 2014. And here's a tweet from Brian Crump. Is Jamal Charles still the number one pick?
Yeah, I wrote down a little notes among my scrap paper if you want to see how badly that's
adorable.
Notated.
If you turn it clockwise, there's more different notes.
And there's a note from Perk on the back from a record we got, from the Ghostbusters record we got during the show. with the shout out to Mike Justin from Funky Hit Records.
Thanks, Mike.
So Jamal Charles had 329 touches last year. 259 carries. LeSean McCoy had 366 touches last year at 314 carries. And Matt Forte, these are really the three guys that were just separated from everybody else. Forte had 363 touches with 289 carries. So Charles did more. He had 30 fantasy points more with 40-some-odd less touches, just about 40 less touches than McCoy.
Mm-hmm.
And he had almost 45 more fantasy points than Forte at third. Now, Charles missed a game in that. So, figure his touches will be right around the same.
Okay.
That's what I'm assuming, at least. Maybe he goes from 259 carries to 245.
So you're saying his touches last year in 15 games would equal his touches in 2014 and 16?
I mean, it's going to be a little bit less. You have to assume that. But they like Nile Davis. I still think Andy Reid's offense, look, push comes to shove, they're going to be more competitive games this year. Their defense is not going to turn the ball over like they did last year. So they're going to have more offensive possessions. I just think that Jamaal Charles, what he does per possession, per touch. I mean, McCoy is great. I know Dave, when this news came out, he made the switch. If you look at his rankings, he has McCoy first.
Doesn't bother me. If they said they were taking away goal line touches, it'd be one thing. But
he's just, you know, and I'll go back to the argument we had about Spiller last year. What that guy can do in minimal touches,
exactly.
He's just such a special player. And his competition is so much easier. I mean, Denver's run defense, I think, is good. Oakland's is bad. And San Diego is sort of the middle of the pack. I just think the Chiefs' offense is going to get better.
Second year in the offense.
I just thought of better terms.
Okay, good. I didn't like that one.
Yeah. So, if Adam wins, you have to bake a bunch of cookies and put them in a little frilly basket and walk from desk to desk to desk offering them to everyone in this office.
Can my wife bake them just to save people?
Yeah, anyone can bake. You can buy them in the store, but they have to look like they were baked.
Okay.
Now, if Jamie wins, you have to ask Erin Shironi if she'll babysit your Siamese cats for a weekend. And then when she says yes, the day before, just be like, I just threw them away. But you can never tell her it's a joke.
Okay. Those are better terms?
Yeah, I like that.
All right, hey, last thing on
because
Charles.
Because she's going to think so weird that you own two cats, first of all.
Yeah, she's not going to believe me.
And then
that's not. I like the other one better.
You keep racking your brain.
You keep your spring break shirt
on. We'll do news and notes. You keep thinking. Jamaal Charles averaged 5 yards per carry last year, which was the lowest in his career. So he's capable of averaging over 6 yards per carry.
Yeah, but how did he do reception-wise?
No, I'm just saying that he could do even better. With, you know, then 5 yards per carry, even if you limited his touches. All right, let's pick it up. We got to get to the emails. Marcus Lattimore is close to 100%.
It's great news.
Yes, it is. MJD, not expected back in Jacksonville, and Denard Robinson, quote, could be a surprise.
I think you'll see them add somebody there if MJD does not come back on a 2-year deal, something like that.
Who's the quote from? The could be a surprise quote.
Oh, it's from an ESPN report.
Oh. Colts are looking at Eric Decker.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I mean, if he leaves.
It'd be good for him.
Better than the Jets.
Yeah. Emmanuel Sanders likely gone in Pittsburgh.
That opens the door for Marcus Wheaton.
Did I just do something really stupid earlier?
What?
Did I ask about Emmanuel Sanders compared to Jeremy Maclin?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I meant Marcus Wheaton, not Emmanuel Sanders. That was the guy we talked about as a sleeper, right?
Yeah, Wheaton's a sleeper. I think he's got a lot of upside.
That's what I meant to compare to Maclin. Might be.
I didn't think the Sanders thing was out of bounds, though.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
Oh,
all right. Sure.
Macklin's coming back from basically 2 years off.
The Lions are talking up Joseph Fourier, and the Vikings are talking up Kyle Rudolph.
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with, speaking of the coordinator question, Fourier's coordinator now is the former tight ends coach for the Saints. So they're looking at making the tight end a little bit more of a feature in that offense. And so Brandon Pettigrew is a free agent, so if Fourier is the guy, he could have a big season. Especially somebody who scored all those touchdowns last season. And then Kyle Rudolph, somebody I'm excited about because I think North Turner, you know, you like pointing out the tight ends and the coordinators who benefit tight ends. And Turner certainly is huge. Yes, I'm sorry.
That being me.
Mm-hmm. People are like, who is he talking about?
Right. Well, they know they're not you.
Clear. Jason Lockenfora, just not fantasy relevant, just for fun. Jason Lockenfora reports that the Dolphins were shopping Deion Jordan, who they selected third overall last year. Or is it whom they selected third overall last year? You guys are writers.
I think if you put a comma after Jordan, you can say who.
Right.
Who. All right. They may even be interested in trading Mike Wallace and Cameron Wake. Gotta love those Dolphins. And now it's time for tweets. At Jamie Eisenberg, J-A-M-E-Y. At Nando CBS, N-A-N-D-O. At Adam Azer, A-Z-E-R. At Dave Richard. And at CBS Fantasy FB.
I think I've read all these already. Because Jamie was kind enough to put me in the subject line in the tweet.
Sorry.
And everyone just replied all.
All right.
Why do I have 25 new tweets?
Let's skip the tweets.
No. I don't want to hurt Michael Sova's feelings.
Michael Sova says, which of the top scoring fantasy players from 2013 will have the least value in 2014?
Well, that's not an open-ended one at all.
Yeah, thanks, Adam.
Well, one name immediately popped in my mind.
Adrian Peters.
Potentially, no Sean Marino.
Oh, that's an easy one. Yeah.
That's too obvious.
I think you're looking at the guys who are going to switch teams, the two from Denver, Moreno and Eric Decker are big. Riley Cooper, we talked about. You know, not that he was in that upper echelon, but certainly a guy that can take a downward turn.
Least value, as I interpret, is where they'll be drafted. Nick Foles?
Nick Foles scares me because we've seen quarterbacks who have this half of a season, three quarters of a season, just blow up, and then the next year they really take a downward turn. The two that popped in my head are Derek Anderson when he stepped in for the Browns.
Yeah, Matt Castle.
Castle's a great one. And Colin Kaepernick. I mean, you look at the year he had last year and then where he played this year. Now, his was a product of the guys around him, but Nick Foles scares me because of the way Chip Kelly talks, how he's not backing him 100%.
Here we go. Here are the top scorers. You stop me when, well, we'll have to not include quarterbacks. The top running back, wide receiver, tight ends from last year. Stop me when someone might have the worst value.
When you hit Fred Jackson, that's definitely one.
Jamal Charles, LeSean McCoy, Marshawn Lynch, Demaryius Thomas, Forte, Noshon.
There you go.
Gordon, Graham, Calvin, Lacey, Green, Marshall, Decker.
There's one.
Adrian Peterson, Dez, Antonio Brown, Frank Gore.
There's one.
Chris Johnson.
Definitely.
DeMarco Murray.
I think Chris Johnson might actually get better. Murray.
You think Chris Johnson will get better?
Yeah.
He's not going to be with the Titans, though.
Yeah, but I mean, wherever he goes. Didn't he say he was playing hurt all year? It came out right at the end of the season. The second week.
That guy's full of excuses, though.
I don't know. You put him in a nice system because 2 years ago, the whole thing was Chris Johnson has a terrible line. And that's why he sucks. And last year,
defending him.
Yeah, I know.
I know, right?
You were the lowest on him.
Look, if he ends up with the Giants, you're going to tell me Chris Johnson's not going to be awesome?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to tell you.
All right, fine. We'll agree to disagree then, Adam.
All right, thank you, Michael. Texas Bruins 67. If Decker signs with the Colts, will he be a top 20 wide receiver? And is Riley Cooper now a top 20 wide receiver?
I'm going to say no emphatically for the latter and no for Decker, but I think he'll still be top 24.
I agree.
All right, let me look at the rankings. If Decker's on the Colts, would you rather have Decker or Larry Fitzgerald?
Fitzgerald.
DeSean Jackson.
Jackson.
Yeah.
Roddy White again.
I'd go Decker there.
I'd probably go Decker there. A lot's going to depend on Reggie Wayne's health.
Now, you've put Decker in your top 22. Okay, Mitchell Luckenbill. Didn't I already do one for him?
You've only read two.
Yeah, but did he have an email?
No,
maybe?
He had Bill something.
Oh, okay. What's the better keeper?
Bill Buckminster.
See, it's not so easy. What's the better keeper? Ben Tate in the mid rounds, Gio Bernard in the third round, or T.Y. Hilton in the mid rounds?
I think Gio in the third seems about right. I could see Tate and Hilton dropping off.
You know, it goes back to your point about what Chad Johnson said about Hugh Jackson. His calling card is running the ball. The best year that Darren McFadden had in his career, Hugh Jackson was the head coach of Oakland. They clearly recognize the talent that Giovanni Bernard has. We'll see what happens with Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis. But that same breakout column that I wrote, Giovanni Bernard to me is somebody you could take in the second round and feel comfortable with, definitely in the third round.
Adam's watching videos.
No, I'm not.
Porn?
No.
No, I can't see from here, but I just see a video playing and hear a little voice.
I'm not watching videos. I muted it.
Are you hungry again? I feel like I'm hungry again from lunch.
Yeah. What'd you guys have?
We went to the Japanese place. It was delicious. It was the best rice in the world. But I feel like it's not enough.
What I hear is Australia, going on right now?
I hear Australia has the best rice in the world.
I feel like that is setting me up for something. All right, next question. Josh Hahn, $200 auction keeper league, 10 teams. We can keep up to three players. $200 is the budget. Jimmy Graham at $45. Would you keep him?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, next question. Dylan.
Unless, though, just to go back to the Graham news with the franchise tag, if he holds out, it's going to really put an interesting twist on the tight end position and where people will consider taking.
All right, next question is from Dylan. He wants to know, due to the limited availability of top DSTs, is it worth taking one in the middle rounds?
No.
Never.
You know, I agree, but if you look at where they finish, just in terms of overall fantasy points, especially the top one last year, which is one of the rare times that the top one has finished as the top one in Seattle. Herkum does this a lot. Big Herc does this a lot, where he in like round 10 or 11, which of a 15-round draft, most of us wait until round 13, 14, 15 to take our DST. He tends to take Seattle. And I always, every time he does that, I'm like, oh, that's a great pick, because you know, you're talking about a running back or a receiver that you may be able to get a round or two later, and he's taking a starter that's going to outproduce probably that DST that you end up taking in those later rounds. Now, the counter to that will be, well, every year there's a Kansas City or Chicago, everybody overlooks them, and then they turn the ball over, and this year Tampa Bay with Lovie Smith, they're going to be good. So it just kind of depends on the way your team shapes up.
Okay. I'll never do it. And I don't think either of you would either, right?
No, but I see the value in doing it. I just don't necessarily feel like I want to.
Stu Gutenberg says, what is the expected round for wide receivers like Alshon Jeffrey?
Three? Two maybe if you really, really like him?
Three is dead on.
Riley Cooper?
Five or six.
For me, it would be seven or eight.
Ty Hilton?
That's five or six for me.
Yeah, that's seven or eight for me.
And Marvin Jones.
You like Cooper better than him?
Look at us. Yeah, I think I do. I think just because Foles likes him, and I've gotten burned by not believing in that before, like when a quarterback likes a wide receiver.
How about Marvin Jones?
He'd be 7-8, I think.
Yeah.
Really?
The coordinator change hurts him.
Okay. Where are we here? Henry Howard, four keepers for next year. Charles, Rogers, Gronk, and pick one. Ryan Matthews, Andre Ellington, Eric Decker, Keenan Allen, or Noshon Marino?
I'd drop out Rodgers and go Matthews and Ellington. It's Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yeah.
As opposed to Charles Rodgers?
This is Jacquizz.
Jacquizz Rodgers.
I would agree with Nando. I would throw Aaron Rodgers back and keep Charles, Matthews, and Ellington. I would even consider keeping Keenan Allen over Rodgers.
I think
you That's guys assuming Gronk is healthy.
Are insane if you're going to keep Andre Ellington over Aaron Rodgers.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Because he's Andre Ellington. I mean, you might not. He might not even have a full workload.
If Andre Ellington, I don't have this in front of me. Andre Ellington, I believe it was a 99 carry difference between Rashard Mendenhall and Andre Ellington.
Yeah.
If you give him those 99 carries,
but it doesn't matter because they might not, right? I mean, isn't that what?
Well, that's
about?
Not a huge amount for a guy that's assuming the starting role with the guy who's behind him. I know you're a big fan of Stephon Taylor.
Yeah, I like him.
Who's going to assume the number two job. That's, again, discounting that they don't bring anybody else in. But if you give him those 99 carries at his yards per carry average, if you want to look that up, sure. I believe he would have jumped from the number 24 running back to somewhere in the top 15.
But and that's not really that's good.
That's fantastic. And that's not taking into account the touchdown difference, which is what really helped Rashard Mendenhall finish as the number 25 running back.
24.
Let's put the podcast on hold while you count out loud.
No, I guess it's better than I thought, because like the top 15 would be like Alfred Morris, Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, and that's not that. That's over. Just yardage. So now again, that's a huge if Andre Ellington. I understand, you know, most people are going to look at it and say Aaron Rodgers versus Andre Ellington, and that's taking Ellington over Matthews or vice versa. But you're going to look at it and say there's no way I'm keeping Andre Ellington over Aaron Rodgers.
What round was Andre Ellington going in for you?
Now?
Yeah, if you were drafting today.
Oh, he's easy round four.
So is Aaron Rodgers. We talk about four keepers here. So that means it's got to be, at worst, the fourth round pick.
Yeah, it comes down to what do you feel more comfortable getting back? Do you feel more comfortable getting back a starting running back where you're still going to have, you know, this is essentially your third?
Yeah.
Or do you feel more comfortable getting the starting quarterback?
The teams I did best in last year, I had what Ellington will be next year on a lot of my benches. I always had that extra running back who was starting who I could slide up. Mm-hmm. It was just the depth in having a starting running back who you can just have as a safety net. And it was, oh, you're wasting points on your bench. You should trade him for something. But I actually thought that I did well. And in most of my leagues, I did the best in where I had extra running back depth. And I just look into this like starting running back, starting running back, starting running back.
The question would become is, let's say he keeps Aaron Rodgers and Ryan Matthews and ends up having to draft Stephen Ridley by comparison to going with Charles Rodgers, Matthews, Ellington, and ends up with Jay Cutler.
And you'd rather have what?
I'd rather have Cutler on the running backs.
I think I'd rather have – okay, so it really comes down to this. Would you rather, in this scenario, would you rather have Cutler and Ellington or Rodgers and Ridley? And you'd rather have Cutler and Ellington?
Yeah, now, Ridley's probably a bad example because there's so much uncertainty with him. But it's – you know, that's the type of running
Maybe
back
like
that
Lamar Miller.
Yeah, same thing. I'd much rather have Cutler and...
I think I'd rather have Rodgers. What about you? I'd rather have Rodgers and Miller than Cutler and Ellington.
No, I'm with Jamie on this one.
I like Ellington. Unless
something crazy happens.
Last year I was all about it, but I don't know. I guess I'm just a little worried that he won't be able to withstand a full workload because of his size.
Sure. There's any number of question marks you have about a running back is fair at this point because we see what the position is. It's such a volatile position. You know Aaron Rodgers, last year notwithstanding, is going to give you amazing production. But I look at the quarterback and how deep that position is. Like Jay Cutler, and again, you know, and just to explain, part of the reason why we're only answering questions is so we go a little bit more in depth with stuff like this. Jay Cutler and Josh McCown, do you know what they combined to finish fantasy-wise?
Like sixth, right?
Third. Hmm. So they would have been better.
But Cutler never, ever had like a big 20. He never had like a 30-point game. He was really consistent
but
at like 24-ish.
Four of his five first games before he got hurt, he had 20 or more fantasy points.
Yeah.
And so if you get that, but, and again, that's taking away the games that McCown had those great matchups and was 30-plus. He had the 44-point game. I forget. Maybe it was Washington. No, Washington was a game Cutler got hurt. He had a 44-point game somewhere in there. Minnesota, maybe.
Okay.
And that was really when Alshon took off, was when right around the time where Cutler got hurt. So Cutler, to me, is something like he's the 12th best quarterback I have ranked right now. Those guys, what Mark Trestman did for that offense, they finished third. Nick Foles, who came out of nowhere to be great. Now, that's the positive side of Nick Foles. Phillip Rivers, Andy Dalton.
I'm never
going to
argue with that. I'm totally with you on that. But in this scenario, Jamie, you're keeping four.
Right.
You're going to keep Charles. You're going to keep Ryan Matthews. You're going to keep Gronk. So now it comes down to Rodgers or Ellington. You've already got two running backs. This is your fourth round pick, essentially. I'm taking Aaron Rodgers there. I think that's too good of value.
Yeah, and I do think that most people will go that route. And I don't really have a problem with it.
I don't know if they will. Rodgers might still be. If you think that everyone's got four keepers and there are like six keepable quarterbacks in the league, you might be able to draft Rodgers when it comes back around, but teams might be starved for running backs, and they might see Ellington sitting
well,
there.
I would say,
I got to get that guy. He's a starting running back.
I would say this, that no matter if it's he didn't specify 10-team, 12-team, 14-team, whatever the case may be, Aaron Rodgers is a top-five pick. That goes without saying, if he's thrown back.
Just
because of who he is. Andre Ellington's not a top-five pick. So you also have to weigh where Henry picks in the draft. As Nando said, the other quarterbacks that are potentially going to be kept. You know, there's a lot to factor in here. The safer pick is Rodgers.
I could even say going with Keenan Allen.
Yeah, over Rodgers or over Ellington.
Whoever. I would over both. Right. Charles, Gronk, Matthews, and
to
and
give yourself
Keenan
a
Allen.
Number one receiver comparison to three running backs. Yeah, he has a lot of wiggle room here. And look, if Decker goes to the Colts, if he goes back to the Broncos, he's in the mix too.
Yeah. All right, then.
It's a good problem to have.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Henry, for the question. Oreo Salad wants to know, keeper PPR need three. Green, Alf, Keenan Allen, Stafford, Monte Ball, Decker, Gore. A.J. Green, Alfred Morris, Keenan Allen, Stafford, Ball, Decker, and Gore.
You keep Stafford here?
Yeah.
No. No.
I like Green, and I like Morris. And I think I go with Ball if there's no Marino there.
God, Morris scares me in PPR.
Green is 1,000% of a lock. That goes without saying.
Alfred Morris might catch six passes.
Yeah, but he still gets you rushing you. Well,
look, we saw what he did in the Pro Bowl. They gave him a chance to catch the ball.
I bet a lot of running backs that don't catch the ball have the ability to catch the ball. So I wouldn't be surprised if like he could, but will he? They have
new
offense.
System, Adam.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I would say Green is a must. If Moreno's gone, Monte Ball's a must. And it comes down to whatever you see in the preseason from Alfred Morris, how they use him.
And if it's not him, it's Keenan Allen?
Keenan Allen, yep.
Yeah. Scott
or,
Dodds.
Or potentially Decker in the right spot.
Scott Dodds, keep one. Dez, A.J. Green, Jimmy Graham, Zach Stacy. Dez, A.J. Green, Jimmy Graham, Zach Stacy. Jamie's going Graham.
Yeah, I'd go Graham. But, I mean, I would be a little – I mean, obviously, you don't have to name these keepers now. But just,
let's play devil's advocate here. Graham's a holdout, misses all of training camp.
Yeah.
Who do you go next?
A.J. Green.
PPR, definitely Green. Should I buy into Zach Stacy?
Yeah.
Standard league?
They're saying
No, because I'm going by my philosophy. This feels like an end of the first round pick. Mm-hmm. I'll go A.J. Green. I'm going wide receiver this year.
Sure.
I'm going wide receiver, or wide receiver tight end if I'm picking at the end.
Les Snead, I believe it was, the general manager of the Rams, they said they're going to give Stacy more work this year. Now, you could say more work per game. He didn't specify. More work per game or more work just because he's going to start the whole season. So he was pretty good.
Asterisk from what I just said. I reserve the right to change my philosophy over the next 5 months or whatever. Which you have to.
Well, you it's funny. You did that one draft where you went receiver, and you had, what, Gordon and Green, your first two picks, I believe it was?
Uh-huh.
And then your running backs, I know your starters, I believe, were Steven Ridley and Lamar Miller were your top two guys.
Well, the mistake I made was I took Tom Brady, I think, in the fourth round.
Something like that, yeah.
If I had taken a running back there, I would have been a lot happier with the team. The right. second time I drafted, though,
you're
I
the
went
best draft
wide
ever.
Receiver, wide receiver again, right? And then I loaded up on running backs after
That's
that.
That's because I drafted for you.
I had the flu, for God's sake. I'm sorry. But I did give you that direction to
you
take
told me
two
who
wide
wanted.
Receivers, right?
You told me who you wanted.
And we ended up with a good team.
No, I think you did not go two wide receivers because you had Julius Thomas in the third round. You would not have gone wide receiver, tight end.
All right, where can I look this up, Jamie?
CBSSports.com.
It's still up on the
slash
main page.
Fantasy. Or it's fantasy. It's on.
Actually, no, that's not right, is it? If you go to slash fantasy, you go to our product landing page.
Here we go. This is important. 12-team standard mock draft.
It's all about me.
This was Jamie's team.
Don't make me look up my team, guys.
Oh, I had the fourth pick. So I picked Adrian Peterson. Sorry. I thought I had a late pick. In
When's
draft.
The next kickball game?
Okay.
Can we come?
Yes.
When is it?
This is from Don't Forget Not to Suck. What are the odds Gio Bernard is a top 10 back next year?
I'd say they're very good.
He's not far off. I mean, I think I have him at 15, but it's a very interesting group, you know, basically from like 10 through 15. So I wouldn't have a problem moving him up there, but Greenells has to be gone. They can't bring anybody else in. And Hugh Jackson has to say he's our Ray Rice. Good Ray Rice, not latest Ray Rice.
Is Cole Calhoun starting to become overvalued now?
Yes. I already answered that.
Yeah, I'm reading your chat transcript.
Why?
I don't know.
It's good stuff. Look how I ended it.
How'd you end it?
Hugsy wugsies.
Okay, then.
You laugh like a stoner sometimes, Adam. You know that?
Well, it's very ironic. Go to the emails.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, sorry, Ryan Martian. We're running out of
time. Come on, stop.
And Sebastian Marlowe.
We're running out of time.
And Sketcher Doodle.
It's from Jason in Albany. He never misses a podcast.
Oh, and Bert Jeffrey and Paul Kangas and Brett Schiller.
I tried. I promise I tried.
Yeah, I tried too. I'm sorry. We had a lot of questions, more than we've ever tried before. Dear Peter, Ray, and Egon, in honor of the great Harold Ramis, pick three keepers, standard scoring, 12-team league. Player's value depreciates two rounds each year. Once a pick is a first or second rounder, you can no longer keep the player, and free agents are eighth-round keepers. So he needs to keep how many?
Three.
Did it say? Oh, sorry. Pick three. That's what I thought. Jimmy Graham or Doug Martin in the third round. Can only keep one.
Jimmy Graham.
Yep.
Demaryius Thomas in the fourth round.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ben Tate, Keenan Allen, or Alshon Jeffrey with an eighth rounder. Percy Harvin with a 13th rounder.
Oh, I see. I'd go Graham, Thomas, and Jeffrey.
I would agree. And then you just load up on running back because your receiving core is amazing.
And Jason wants to point out a list of Harold Ramis movies that he wrote or co-wrote. Animal House, Caddyshack, Ghostbusters, Groundhog Day, Stripes, Meatballs, Analyze This, and of course, Ghostbusters 2.
How many of those have you seen, Adam?
All of them. What is your favorite from that group?
You strike me as someone who maybe has never seen Stripes.
Or Meatballs.
I was actually going to say Stripes might be my favorite, but I think it's Caddyshack. Meatballs I haven't seen since I was in camp, like when I was a kid. What's your favorite?
Animal House.
Stripes.
Yeah, Stripes is amazing. From Nick, 10 teams, half-point PPR, $200 budget.
Ghostbusters.
Really?
Yeah.
Can keep one for 1 year. Half-point PPR. McCoy, 38. Demaryius Thomas, $22. Graham, $30.
I think I go with McCoy.
Yeah.
And where is Nick from? Aurora, Illinois. Jim in Ohio. Dear Fantasy Frank, Claire, and Meacham. Who are they? I'll look it up. 10-team keeper question, standard league. I get to keep one of the below players for one season at the round previously drafted. Gronk in the 5th, Harvin in the 16th, Keenan Allen in the 17th, or Ellington in the 17th?
That's tough. I think I'd go with Keenan Allen.
Wait a second. You were going to take Ellington over Keenan Allen in the last question that the two were involved in, so why would you go Keenan Allen over Ellington now?
I don't know. Just this group, I feel like he could go back and draft Ellington, you know, in an appropriate spot. But Keenan Allen, the 17th round, I don't know why I'm going for Allen over Ellington here. It's just two different scenarios, and I think I just like how Allen looks better than Ellington.
Spelled better this way?
Maybe that's what it is.
Who are you going with? You going
Ellington.
With Ellington?
Yeah.
From Nicholas. By the way, Frank, Claire, and Meacham are House of Cards. House of Cards, everyone.
I'm surprised you haven't watched that yet.
I haven't. I'm starting Orange is the New Black. I've seen two episodes. It's interesting. Yeah.
You text while you watch that, or are you?
No.
All right.
Did you watch True Detective yet?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
It really is.
That's what I hear. Yeah. It's HBO?
Uh-huh.
I don't get it.
It's not TV.
Okay. Dear Vincent Drama and E, most overrated show ever. I know you and your friends with Turtle. I shouldn't have said that.
It closed poorly. It started great.
Okay. Which should I keep in a non-PPR league?
You're not going to see the movie?
No.
Can I just say this? You know how they replay The Sopranos on HBO SW or whatever channel that is? So there's one on last night. And it was like 40 minutes of a stupid dream sequence.
Yeah.
I forgot how much I hated when The Sopranos did that.
I was thinking the exact same thing when they showed that.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm like addicted to it. I'll watch it every night.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen The Sopranos?
It's like one episode.
Get out.
Oh, God.
I know.
Get out.
It's on my list.
Get out. On your list of what? Get out.
My bucket list.
Leave. Leave now.
No, I got to see it. I never get HBO.
So you're watching Orange is the New Black before The Sopranos.
Because I have Netflix, but I don't have HBO.
Get HBO Go. Pay the extra $5 a month and get HBO.
I'm on a budget. You know that.
Do I?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. So the question is,
you know what you should do is go to the grocery store and cook for yourself instead of buying dinner every night.
I've been eating ham and cheese sandwiches for the last week.
Why?
Because I'm saving money.
What if you didn't pay an entry fee for the kickball league? How much would you save?
I would have to go to therapy. I'd be too unhappy.
Would you watch
kickball
Sopranos?
Is my release. All right, who should I keep? Non-PPR. The round I keep them in is in parentheses.
Kickball is my release.
Jamal Charles in the first or Giovanni Bernard in the seventh? An age-old question.
Wow.
I just keep Charles. Go with what you know.
Man.
Take Bernard in the second round if you want.
It depends what the value. If the value never changes, then it's obviously Giovanni Bernard. But, yeah, it's hard to pass up Jamal Charles.
All right.
You want to go back and read some of the tweets you missed?
Not really.
Well, how much minute? How much time are we at?
We're probably only like 37.
58.
You lie.
So full of it.
Lie.
48.
Come on. 2 minutes. Tweets. Read them. Quick.
Hey, will you play the Guts song as the outro for this?
I forgot to mention that our news and notes were presented by Squarespace. So now I need to tell you more about Squarespace.com. And we're going to start at AdamAzer.com thanks to Squarespace. Squarespace.com is a cheap, easy way to create your own professional website. It is awesome. I've been playing around with Squarespace. I'm going to really get into Squarespace this weekend. So basically, you want to create a website. Starts at $8 a month. You get a free domain name if you sign up for a year. Go to squarespace.com/CBS Sports.
Wait. Promise everyone, if they're still listening through the end of the Squarespace advertisement, that you will name your top five fruits.
The hell are you talking about?
Well, it's really 2 through 5. We know what number one is.
Yeah, we do know what number one is.
No.
I'm just saying, I think you got to give them something for to listen through the whole Squarespace thing instead of just turning it off.
All right, fine. We'll read more tweets after Squarespace. Now, starts at $8 a month, includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year, and they make it very easy because Squarespace is big on customer support. They have an amazing support team, works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we know when you design your website, you want it to look good on your phone, too. So remember, every design automatically includes a unique mobile experience to match the overall style of your website. Your content will look great on every device, every time. Start a free trial, no credit card required. Start building your website today. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure to use the offer code FUN to get 10% off and to show your support for the CBSSports.com Fantasy Football Today podcast. Thank you to Squarespace for your support of our show. Squarespace, everything you need to create an exceptional website. Again, go to squarespace.com/CBSSports. Use the offer code FUN.
Adam, top five Disney rides. Go.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. Thunder Mountain, number one. Space Mountain, number two. Everest, number three. A new addition. Pirates of the Caribbean, number four. Ooh, what do you think? Give me some more options here.
You're missing the best one.
Peter Pan.
Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror.
Okay.
Jamie, what are yours? You're Dumbo. You're a frequenter.
You know, I go wherever my son's.
Oh, come on. There was a time before
Little Man Tate
was around. Yeah.
Thunder Mountain's always my favorite. Yeah. Space Mountain would be too. Everest is good.
Everest is better than Thunder Mountain.
It is, but I mean, Thunder Mountain
for me nostalgia.
As a kid was the best. It was like the first big roller coaster I ever went on. They don't have it anymore, but Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
That was a good one.
That was my favorite as a kid, too.
It's a Small World, I think, is like just skip. No desire.
Not anymore. When you have kids.
But they love it?
Yeah.
Color, very colorful.
And the music.
Yeah. Great. Yeah.
I don't know how the people who work there, though, deal with it, because that song is just over and over.
Pirates of the Caribbean, dude.
Yeah, how was Test Track? They just redid Test Track.
No, I didn't like it.
Yeah. Oh, Soarin'. Soarin' is awesome.
We didn't get to that one either.
Soarin' is the one in Epcot, in the land.
In the golf ball?
No, in the land. It's called the land.
Oh, I never heard of it.
All right, why don't we answer tweets before I have a...
Bert Jeffrey says, great, the trade in a PPR dynasty league.
You skipped three more on the other page.
All right, I'll go back to him. Andre Ellington for T.Y. Hilton and Ruben Randall.
I like it.
Yeah, I think that works for me.
Okay, so how about grade the trade?
B.
C, that's even.
That one tech says, keep Andre Brown in the 7th or Stafford in the 6th. I'm already keeping Alf in the 2nd, Gordon in the 14th.
You're assuming it's Andre Brown and not Antonio Brown.
Oh, it probably is Antonio Brown.
Which would make more sense.
Antonio Brown in the 7th or Stafford in the 6th?
Brown.
Paul Kangas, will Sam Bradford ever be a top 12 quarterback? And
no.
Cordero Patterson a top 12 wide receiver?
Yes. No and yes.
I agree.
Will they ever be? Next year. JRE, what's the fantasy upside for Kristen Michael for the next couple years? I can protect for a 15th rounder.
A must. Because he could be great next year and should be a superstar in 2015.
Superstar. Okay.
I wonder what that 15th rounder turns into, though, between 2014 and 2015.
Well, it still could be good value.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Brett Schiller, I'm in a two-quarterback league. I'm keeping Manning. Who would you rather have for your second quarterback? Ryan, Luck, Foles, or Romo?
I still stick with Tony Romo.
Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan. Come on.
Did you ever watch Oz?
No.
Oh!
What network was it on?
HBO.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't on the last 2 years when you moved out of your parents' house.
If it was on after I graduated high school, I haven't had HBO.
Okay, move on.
I used to watch Dream On, though.
Yeah, you would watch Dream On.
It's a great show.
It's softcore porn.
And the Larry Sanders Show. It was kind of softcore porn. The Enforcer says, keeper, Foles for their 17th rounder, Gordon for an 11th rounder.
Ding.
Geo for a 7th rounder.
Gordon for the 11th.
Gordon.
Okay. Sloop John B. says, Cooper gets a 5-year deal, assuming Macklin resigns as well, which he did. Who is the best Eagles wide receiver?
Deshaun Jackson.
Where would you take Foles?
I would take Foles in the same spot I would take him before this news, which is right around round 6 or 7. But I will never get Nick Foles.
Where would you take Nick Foles?
Yeah, he would probably pass me by too because I prefer to wait a little longer than where he would be going.
Okay. Ryan Marshall Tanaka says, I keep Jamal in the 5th, Foster in the 6th, Stacy in the 9th, and I pick 1st. Should I draft Demaryius Thomas or a running back like Bush, Gio Bernard, DeMarco Murray? Wow.
I'd go with Thomas.
Agree.
The Grabowski says, best worst landing spots for Sammy Watkins. Anything that changes his fantasy value dramatically?
It's hard to say with rookie receivers because we saw two guys land in pretty good spots last year with Tavon Austin going to the Rams, a team that needed receivers, and DeAndre Hopkins going to the Texans, which looked to have a very good offense. Neither materialized. So I think you're looking at Sammy Watkins. You'd like to see him maybe with Cleveland, team that could get him a starting spot right away.
Yeah.
Oakland, no offense to Rod Streeter.
Yeah, that's fine.
But a team that could give him an opportunity right away. But those teams don't have quarterbacks, so it's going to be hard to say. The Giants would be great.
Yeah, I was just thinking that the Giants – well, not going to go to the Falcons. I'm looking at teams that have high picks that have good quarterbacks.
The Rams could take him if they decide to punt on defense or offensive line, would be a surprise.
Ooh, what about the Lions?
They pick where?
10th.
He's not going to get that far.
No chance? Well, the Giants picked 12th. This is why I brought up.
Right, what if they trade up? What if someone trades up for Sammy Watkins, Adam?
Lions would be fantastic.
Yeah, and I got a mock here. Two of our mocks. Prisco and Rang have them going to the Buccaneers. Could work.
And your quarterback.
That's nice. You don't know what Mike Williams is going to come back as.
True. Okay. Sammy Watkins going to the Raiders for Kerwin and for Dane Brugler. The Raiders as well. 4th overall. 5th overall. One more.
Two more.
Did your parents know you watched Dream On?
They do now, Nando. Sebastian Marlowe.
It's David Azar now.
12-team keeper question.
That's a show he hosts now?
On Dream two guys you like. Shane Vereen in the sixth or Vernon Davis in the seventh?
I tried to give Adam a newspaper clipping of his brother.
Shane Vereen in the sixth or... No, all right, I'll turn your mic up.
You know what the best was? So I follow his brother on Twitter, and he posted something about the show, and I go and I look, and you know it says who's following?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, wait a minute. Why am I following him, and he's not even following his own brother's show?
Oh, I'm following my brother.
His show.
I didn't know his show had a Twitter feed.
Turn my volume down.
You're back.
I can't hear myself my own. I will turn the power off of the entire soundboard.
Go ahead. That's the last question.
All right. Sebastian Marlowe wants to know Vereen in the sixth or Vernon Davis in the seventh.
Hey, look at this. I'm going to make you do extra editing now by thumping the microphone.
Vereen.
And Sketcher Doodle. Sorry, Sketcher Doodle. Sketcher Doodle wants to know, keep 3.5-point PPR league. You keep the round forever. That's dumb. Gio in the eighth. No, sorry, Sketcher Doodle. It's cool. Gio in the eighth, Keenan Allen in the 15th, Alfred Morris in the 15th, Cruz in the 15th.
Wow.
I go Gio, Alf, and Cruz.
It's 0.5-point PPR.
I would go Gio, Keenan, and Cruz. And it's not that I don't like Alfred Morris. I just don't know how much sustainability he has because he was a Shanahan guy.
15th round.
But he was a Shanahan guy.
Yeah.
And he's no longer there.
Okay. Should I read out emails again, or are we done?
No, but I do picture you this weekend sitting at your computer, setting up adamazer.com.
Oh, getting angry about the color
selection. With a ham and cheese sandwich next to you.
Doing this?
With a ham and cheese sandwich next to you.
Yeah.
Orange is a new black on television in front of you.
No, it'd have to be on mine. See you, everybody. Have a great weekend. We're back next week.
People hanging like that?
With another pro. What? What are you talking about?
I think it's weird you said doing this and made that hand gesture, though.
And on that note...
Touchdown where?
We're out. Have a
great weekend. Dream On clips. AdamAzer.com/DreamOn.
Bye.